What up, world? We are back. We are live, man. This is the Cloud Chronicles, man. You know what time it is. I'm your host, Jerry and Blaze, man. Nothing but great, dope guests, man. We starting off 22 with a bang, man. You know what I'm saying? I got super dope guests on here, man. You've seen him on 85 South Show. I believe he's been on More Than Culture, man. I have to double check that, but my man is a TV writer. He's an actor. He's a stand-up comedian, man. West Coast, man. Y'all know him for sure. First time on the show, man. I want to go ahead and welcome Rob Hayes in the building.
What's good? What's good? Hey, you know I made that up. I was the first person to do the air horn with their mouth. I swear.
What?
I swear. Hey, hey. I'm never gonna get the credit, but I swear I made that up. I had to figure it out.
Nah, we gonna give you the credit.
I tried other noises. They didn't fit. And then like burn, burn, burn. I started that. I'm never gonna get the credit, but I swear.
Hey man, I believe you, man. But yeah, you know the internet, they ain't gonna believe it.
Mm-hmm. They're not gonna believe it, but yeah, no, I made that up for real.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I believe it, man. I believe it. I knew somebody. I was thinking about the other day. I was like, man, I wonder who started that.
Somebody had to figure it out. I figured. Now, I'm okay. Maybe someone else in another place in another time figured it out. But I definitely did the science. I definitely, you know, it was like.
You put it together.
I put it together. I figured out how to do the air horn. Because like, okay. Mm-hmm. Before it was people who had DJs and the DJs would do it.
Yeah,
but I'm the first to be like, I don't even need a DJ. I'm gonna do it myself.
You know what I?
And it took a period of figuring it out, but I did it.
Yeah, man. I'm not even gonna lie to you, man. I had went and downloaded the air horn app, but when I could do it, so I was like. You know what I'm saying? I hit him with the Iz app when I was doing my intro because, you know, like I said, I ain't had the DJ stuff. Hold up, man. We got some comments popping in here real quick, man. Let me see what they're talking about. Hey, man, I appreciate everybody on Facebook, man. Y'all following us, man. We just hit over 38,000. That's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. Man. Hey, January, man, I hit 37.
Okay.
Before the end of the month, we hit 38.1. You know what I'm saying? So this is what's up. Let me see who we got here. Facebook user says, hello everyone, what's going on, appreciate you. Hey man, make sure y'all like and share, you know, all that good jazz that people like to say. Appreciate y'all.
What's good, Facebook user? I can't see anybody's name. I don't know.
It's showing me the same thing.
It just sounds like they're addicted to Facebook.
I'm not sure. Maybe they don't, you know how Facebook be throwing you in jail. That's probably
part of the using again.
That's that Facebook probation. You can comment, but it just gonna say Facebook user. Let's see who we got. We got one more here.
Okay.
What's going on? What's good? Jeremy? Yeah, man. He be checking in, man. I appreciate you checking in again, man. Jeremy be checking in, man. So, Rob, man, what's been going on with you, bro?
Since,
you know,
working.
The world is trying to open back up a little bit.
Working. Trying to get back in that tube, you know. Mm-hmm. Just writing on a couple things right now. Hopefully this year I'll be on TV a little bit more, doing a little bit more. But yeah, no, I had a really good winter, still having a good winter outside of, you know, Omarion got me for a second.
Yeah, but, man, that damn Omarion, Unicron, Omicron.
Mm-hmm. But Omicron is quick. It's really quick, you know.
Unicron gonna be the next one.
Unicron?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm scared of the Decepticons or whatever is coming next, you know.
It's getting
the
close.
Thing is, I don't think you can surprise us anymore.
No,
I don't
man.
Think. Like the first one surprised the world, shook up the world. But now it's like, we to a point now where like anything goes. If something just start, you know, if they was like, all right, man, you know, plagues is back. We didn't know they was coming back. Plagues is back. Yeah. Nobody would be like, what? Plagues? I don't believe you. They'd be like, well, shoot, now we got to deal with this now, you know?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, they're going to be talking about this, you know, like 100 years and stuff, like the plague of 2020. And because you remember when it first came out, man? Yeah.
We splitting up time. It's before COVID, after COVID. That's how we splitting up time. Like something crazy has to happen. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like,
and you know what's crazy about that too? It'd be it'd still be a BC if we start doing that. You know what I'm saying? And then we have BC and what? AC.
AC
after COVID.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think after that first year, we all had to just accept that this is just gonna be a way of life. It's here to stay. It ain't finna go nowhere. We just gonna have to navigate around. You know what I'm saying?
It's wild. Now I went to get a test, and they were like, "Are you sure you want to be tested?" I'm like, "Well, how else am I gonna find out if I'm contagious or not?" And they're like, "Well, you know, you might be positive for 6 months." I'm like, "Yeah, but
what?"
I have a job. My boss is not a scientist. They don't care about this science and this little note.
You're damn, to give bro. Me.
If you don't put that swab in my nose, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, they don't care. And you can't come back without that test.
Yeah, they're like, well, I'm like, so is my employer gonna honor that note? Oh, we can't answer that question. Like, they got so few tests, they trying to talk you out of getting the test.
Man. You they like
it
you
used
go to work?
Be they or just was happy you was there, man. You doing the right thing. Here you go. Now it's like, hey, what are you really doing here? What is this for?
Yeah, they're asking a few more questions now.
Yeah.
So let me tell everybody, man, that don't know Rob, real quick. Okay, hold on. Until we got some comments. Have a wonderful day. Another Facebook user. I appreciate you.
You and got some nice people. The internet. I'm used to the internet being mean and evil, but you got a nice following. Your 37 is nice.
Hey man, you know I try to do that, man. I try, like I said, you know when I emailed you, bro. Like I try to keep it light. You know what I mean? It's all that other stuff. It's all over Facebook, Twitter. It's everywhere. So you know, I try to give people 30 minutes. You know, just let's just laugh about some stuff and not have to be talking. You know what I'm saying? And if we do hit it, we're gonna keep it light. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what. Tall Can, aka Spaghetti Slim. Maybe they're talking
you
about me.
You got two nicknames.
I guess that's me. I ain't never heard that one. That's creative as fuck. I appreciate it.
Oh, they saying that. Okay, I'm okay. That's the comment. It's Tall Can, aka Spaghetti Slim. They could have separated those. You know what I'm saying? See which one hit the best. Now you got to read them together.
I was like, okay. I was like, is this my? When I first saw it, I was like, maybe this somebody robbed. No. So, but yeah, man, that's what
I probably do know. I know some Facebook users now.
Don't we?
Yeah. Hey,
Rob wrote on Sherman Showcase, man. Season two, right?
Season one, the Black History Month special, and now season two. Yeah, season two. Look out, coming this year.
Hey, man. Hey, that it's a dope show, man. And it's kind of crazy. I had Antoine McKay on the show from Southside a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I have some other cast members lined up as well, man. But now I've got you. You telling me, you know, man, Southside is dope, man. You been up on it?
I did some like voice work on there, but they, you know, it's a separate thing. You know, it's the same creators, but two totally different shows, which is cool because they kind of got their own universe. And there's a lot of if you pay attention. There's a lot of crossover. There's a lot of people from Southside on Sherman's. There's a lot of people from Sherman's on Southside. You know,
I did catch that, man. I had to catch that. But yeah, man, that's two dope shows, man. You know, just the 6 degrees of separation there. So you still doing the
Bashir.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to Bashir, man, and Diallo, man. Yeah, I love that show, man. Y'all go watch that. It's on HBO Max right now, 2 seasons. Hashtag Southside. So have you been doing a comedy thing, bro, since everything opened back up? Or you been doing more of the writing?
I've been trying to juggle them both. I've been doing as much stand up as I can. I've been going to different markets that I used to go to and doing like shows and stuff. I'm working on like a project. Hopefully it's like an album and a special. But I'm working on that, and hopefully that will be done this year as well. So yeah, but it's fun to get back out there, but also it's just like it's a little scary, you know. It's not, you know, every place is different. Every place you go, they treating stuff different. You know, there's some places where, hey, can you put your mask on? It's other places like, you know, you can take your mask off, you know.
Right. Hey, man, I'm in Texas, bro.
Okay, I was wondering what that city was. I was going to ask you what that skyline was because I wasn't sure on the intro.
Yeah, that's Dallas. That's Dallas in the skyline. Okay. Okay. But, yeah, man, you know, down here, you know, it's been, like I say, man, it's been wide open pretty much.
I've never done comedy in Dallas. I've done, like, some schools outside of Dallas, but I've never done, like, comedy for, like, adults in Dallas.
Man, you should check out the Arlington Improv, man. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Okay, okay. I definitely have heard of the Arlington
Improv. Okay, because I think Lamar Walker getting ready to be here.
Okay, yeah, that's the homie. Yeah, man, he helped me get my start in Atlanta.
Okay. Shout out to Lavar, man. Yeah, shout out to Lavar. Hey, man, Lavar, you welcome on the show anytime, bro. Anytime. Check your DM.
Yeah, no, Lavar is great.
Yeah, I love Lavar, man. He's funny as hell, man. But, yeah, they have a lot of people, man. Like, it's, you know, I remember when it first opened a little while ago, and it's, I mean, they got big names coming through there. Big names. So, yeah, man, you should get on there, man. Come on, come through Arlington, man. Arlington, it's like a suburb, so you ain't got to deal with all that crazy of Dallas. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's a good little spot, man. You definitely check that out, man. Get up on it. I know you get it.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed the times I've been to Austin.
Yeah, Austin's dope.
Yeah, no, I always have fun when I go there. And they real nerdy about their barbecue. You know what I'm saying? So I always eat good when I'm there. They
don't play about their barbecue.
Yeah, they line up outside like it's Jordan's or something for a sandwich. So.
Yeah. First time I went down, it was like 07 when like Texas won the national championship.
Okay.
So it was Vince really, Young. Really. Yeah, Vince Young that year. You know, it was the whole city was lit for like a year. And that was my first time down there. Man, I'm talking about everything had a line around the corner. Every barbecue, even the ones that was on the street.
Yeah.
You know, street tacos, man. Street tacos go hard there too.
Okay. I did have some good Mexican food when I was there. For some reason, when I start talking about traveling, it gets the food really quick. I don't know what that is, but you know, places I've been, I can tell you the spots.
Yeah, what's some bombs? Some places off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I mean, from the barbecue sense, I love going to Birmingham, Alabama. They got so many spots. It's crazy. from the soul food, you know, I like Sweats in Nashville. It's a spot in Huntsville I went to that was really good.
What? Huntsville? Yeah.
Like, the thing is, we like...
You gotta be scared when you say Huntsville.
We be on a... No, Huntsville is dope. They got the most... They got the, like... NASA got some stuff there. They got the most PhDs per capita of like any city in the country. Like they got some like really savvy audiences when I go there. Yeah. Now you got to drive through some stuff, you know, that you don't want to stop in to get there for sure. You know what I'm saying? But once you get there, you good. Once you get there, you like, all right, I can do this.
Not that bad.
Yeah,
it's not that bad. I'm gonna be on before the sun go down though, right? Okay, cool. All right.
when I'm in the Midwest, Culver's,
mm-hmm.
You can't go too hard at Culver's. They got the cheese curds. They also got the thick like custard. You got to choose one. You know, that's a lot of dairy if you're trying to do them.
Yeah, both. I can't do too much, man.
You got to space that out. So you got to do the cheese curds one trip. Next time you come back, you do the custard or something. But, yeah, if you're doing both, you're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I don't know if I could do it, man. So what you doing, man, with the you doing the acting? You said you got the you're working on a special, right?
Working on a special. Yeah. Acting on Sherman's, you know.
Yeah, so you gonna be back on? Is that coming back on? Were they on season 3 now?
Season 2.
Okay.
So we wrote season 2 outdoors during the pandemic, pre-vaccine, and then we had some hiccups and we were supposed to shoot it like a year ago, January of 21, we were supposed to shoot it, and now we're about to shoot it soon. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Man. That's
so good. So that being said, we had to like get back in the lab, rework some stuff, like people kind of already hit some stuff, you know.
And yeah, kind of tweak the jokes a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you can't be talking about Chris Cuomo and stuff because he don't got a job no more. You know what I'm saying? Just certain stuff just don't make sense anymore, you know. So after a year, we kind of came back, went through everything, combed through it and everything. And so now, yeah, it's gonna be this year, but it's you know how like Cameron's album Purple Haze starts, Purple Haze previously written in 2001. Like I feel like we should do something like that.
Man, that'd be funny.
I also never believed that. When Karen said that, I was like listening hard. Yeah. Like he better not say something about John Kerry.
I was sitting there with the pen, I'm catching slipping. Oh man, that's funny as hell. But I get it now that you're more in the business stuff, now you can see how that was probably true. Especially, you know, with rappers and shit. I mean, he might have had a whole, you know how they be switching labels and motherfuckers don't want to release this. And I got to wait a year. I got to get his people two more albums. Yeah, man. He probably could have been written for it.
It also makes me see, like, how some people just live in the future. Like, because some stuff that's the natural progression of how it comes out. And you just got to, like, create with the mindset of, people are not gonna see this for like a year, a couple
Kanye
years.
Kanye shit,
you know, for real, like seriously. And so to me, that's like opening my eyes. Like, okay, you know, because I love topical jokes. I love talking about what's going on, being in the moment, being present. But at the same time, you know, art doesn't always get that luxury. Especially now, you know, and that I mean, that's what makes the stuff that is every night, you know, that they do all the time special in its own way, but also, you know, there's a uniqueness to what we do and what we have the whole past to work from as our canvas, you know.
Yeah, man, that's stand up. People tell me, you know, that I had a couple friends be like, man, you should do stand up. And I was like, I don't think y'all really understand how hard. Like, there's a difference between, hey, you're funny and, hey, you're stand up funny.
It's like multiple jobs, you know, because booking and figuring out how to get up there and do it is a whole thing on its own. And then also doing it is its own full-time job, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, you got to have
that training prepares you for doing multiple jobs and doing multiple things. I don't know if I would be able to juggle like I am right now if I didn't have that training.
Which one did you start doing first?
Oh, I started stand-up. I've been doing stand-up.
That's what I thought.
Going on 12 years. Well, going on, I guess 12 years. Yeah.
You a vet. For sure.
In some respects.
Or do they have a number?
You know, it's like it's weird.
They have a number of years.
There are spaces where I go and people treat me like, you know, hey, this guy's been around. This guy, know, hey, when would you like to perform? Blah 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 blah. And then there's other spaces where I'm, you know. I don't know this guy. You're the new guy. You know, so it's funny. It's funny.
I heard it was a lot of politics involved too, man. You know, you might be too good. So you might get, you know what I'm saying? They may not put you in a good spot, like because they, you know, they homeboy, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of politics, I heard.
I don't put any weight in the like other people. Like having control over my career and stuff, you know, like I don't set goals that other people can control. I only set goals that I can control, you know, so my goal would never be to make this festival or to get on this list or, you know, some, you know, to get this opportunity. My goal would be to, you know, make a better bit, make, you know, another hour show, make another album. Like, those are the kind of goals that I set. Like, I don't put anything into stuff that I have no control over. But good work gets good work. You know, being funny on a show gets you more shows. You know, if somebody doesn't take you on the road or you know, does something to try to hinder you, at the end of the day, it's an individual thing. You know, it's kind of like being a golfer or being a boxer. And at the end of the day, it's just you, yourself.
Yeah, so, you versus you.
You know, like, a cosign can only take you so far. Like, with some of the best who have ever done it have cosigned people that they didn't, you know, they weren't up next. You know, that's in everything. That's in everything.
You know,
I mean, you know, like, rap, you know, acting, whatever. Like, a cosign's only going to do so much. You gotta have moments and you got to have, you know, special stuff yourself, you know?
Yeah, that's true, man. You got to be able to hold your own weight, man.
You got to be able to hold your own weight.
You really do, man. Shoot, when I first started with the podcast, man, I remember, you know, there were certain people, you know, that I had hit up and I didn't get responses, but I think it was mainly, you know, just because I didn't have nothing at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, I didn't take it as that. I took it as, like, you know, kind of like with comedy, you kind of got to go earn your stripes a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And so people can be like, okay, all right, he's been here before. You know, he's, you know, okay, he can do this. You got some, give him some game film, basically, is what I'm saying. You got to give him some game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give somebody some game film they can share with you. Some good game film. So, but yeah, man. So what else you got going, man, for the new year, bro? Before I let you get up out of here, I know you got some stuff to do.
Shoot. You know, doing more comedy, doing more writing. Definitely look out on social media. As stuff comes out, I'll tell people to look out for it, and just the grind. You know, just working hard, trying to make people laugh, make people's days better, make people's weekends, you know, funnier, and you know, have good experiences. Right now, I don't have anything that's serious. I'm not doing anything that's, you know, everything I'm doing is supposed to be funny. So, hey, you know,
that's me, man.
Towards, so, yeah.
I'm doing the same thing, bro. I try to keep it light all the time, man. I really do, man. You got to watch what you feed your brain all the time, man. You always watch bad stuff. You know, that's how you think everything is.
I mean, I'm a doc fiend. I watch, like, you know, I'm a nonfiction reader. Like, I keep up with, you know, all that stuff, but at the same time, that information feeds the comedy, feeds me, you know, that I have more to make fun of and more to poke fun at.
Hey, man, you gotta get your material.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best kind from, you know, real life stuff that they can see. But yeah, man, well, Shuba, I appreciate you sitting down with me today, bro. You're always, you know, you're welcome back for sure anytime. You know what I'm saying? We can do a part two. Whenever you got more time and everything.
Yeah. And,
I mean,
you know,
it's dope, man. I remember watching you years ago, bro. And now
that's
he crazy. On the show, y'all. We doing big things here on the Cloud Chronicles, man.
Where'd you see me?
It wasn't 85 South show.
Okay.
Before that, I knew who you were before that. It might. Did you do some work with All Death?
A little bit.
It might have been in the All Deaf stuff on YouTube.
Okay.
It was on YouTube, though, man.
My bad. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. You know what I'm saying?
No, you.
I thought you was a fan. You're like, I see you. Rob Hayes.
Man, don't do me like that, man.
Man, I seen you, dog. I seen you before you saw you, man. I was there the first show.
I ain't gonna lie.
Right next to your mom. I was there. I was like, man, he's doing things, man.
No, man.
I came all the way from Dallas to see this. Man. 3 minutes, man. Put him back up there. Put Rob back up there.
Come on. Come on, man. I did send a couple letters, though. I did send a couple letters, though, man. But it's been some years, though, man, because when I saw you, bro, I didn't have a podcast at that point. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's kind of hard for me to guess the time. You know, I'm still right under 2 years of doing the podcast.
It's a selfish question.
Oh, it's cool, though.
Like, my response would have either been like, oh, yeah, that was a good one, or, yeah, man, dang, you like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, cool.
I like it when my guests ask me questions, because then it don't feel like, you know what I'm saying? Don't feel like I'm just...
Okay, what is the Cloud Chronicles? What is the name of the show? What is that
mean?
Yeah. Was I supposed to be high? Was I supposed to be in the clouds?
You can if you want. It's just it had a little play on that, you know. It is, we do support.
Okay.
We do support the legalization of cannabis throughout the world.
Hey, man, y'all banged up Alex Caruso, man. Y'all got to get legalized down there.
Yeah, bro. I mean, you know they got the Delta 8 is all it's worth that they can do down here, and that ain't.
What is Delta 8?
Exactly. Okay. So Delta 8 is basically like a, if I can, you know, jump in the comments if I'm wrong here. It's basically weed with no THC, I believe.
So it's like CBD?
Yeah, but you can get like flower nugged and all that stuff, and it'll look just like it. But when you smoke it, like, you're gonna tell it ain't it.
What is the point?
I mean, I don't, I haven't really figured it out myself. I've tried it and it does nothing for me.
Because I get doing an edible because you want to get high, but you don't want smoke, you don't want the combustion, you don't like that in your lungs. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But why would you only smoke and not want to get high?
I mean, I get you know, because there's other stuff in it other than the THC. So I guess
they never told me about the other stuff. You know what I'm saying? They only told me about the THC. I didn't even know about the other stuff. Yeah, I didn't even know to ask about the other stuff.
When we get done, when you got a chance, Google Delta 8. And you're just gonna
Delta 8, and then a whole sorority gonna come up.
Yeah, no, it ain't okay. It's gonna come up. It's gonna trip you out. You're gonna look at it because it looked just like the stuff. They got pre-rolls, they got edibles of this. I don't know. I mean, but I guess maybe there's someone who's never smoked.
It says it's a psychoactive cannabinoid found in the cannabis plant.
Mm-hmm. But it does not get you high, like, where there's no like THC. It doesn't do that.
Interesting. They started, man, to show me like chemistry and stuff, and that's when I gotta just bow out.
So that they got that, and that's legal down here. But like I said, man, I mean, maybe if you never smoked or don't ever smoke, maybe it'll do something for you. I don't know. Didn't do anything for me.
That's somebody who really loves weed that came up with that. Like, just give us Delta 8. And they're like, what is that? All right, look at this microscope. You see that?
Yeah.
Can I have that?
That right there. Just that little piece. Just a little piece.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Y'all never going to have edibles legal.
It's gonna be a minute, man. We're gonna definitely be one of the last states, bro, for real.
You know what's crazy is Texas is where I think we became illegal.
Yeah,
I think that's where it started.
We were the first one. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I believe that when they were building the railroads, a deportation tactic was to like make marijuana illegal. So they got these guys to work on the railroads, got them hooked on weed to, you know, alleviate some of the stress from working on the railroads. And then once railroads were built, they were like, hey, this is illegal. You guys got to get out of here.
Now, Rob, me and you, we cool, bro, but are you fucking with me right now?
This is what I learned.
Are you dead serious right now?
Plays. I'm dead serious.
Oh, I believe
they had
you.
They had a Weed Stamp Act where in order to have weed legal, you had to have a stamp, right? But they made one stamp and then they buried it. And in order to get the stamp, you had to go to the courthouse and present your weed to get the stamp. Once you presented your weed, because you had to show them that you had it in order to get the stamp, they would arrest you.
Yeah, I'm about to say this for a lot.
All kind of stuff. All they used to, this country used to be. It's crazy now. It used to be crazy.
I'm not walking up into no station, bro.
You had to go to the courthouse with your weed to be like, yeah, I'm applying for the weed stamps, and they made one and they buried it because legally they couldn't. They couldn't not have one. So there was one, but no one had it.
It was somebody got hip to it. Somebody, brother, a cousin, went down there and they was like, nah, man, little Charlie ain't come back. ain't come back, bro. Somebody definitely
tried it. Well, it's right here. If you go to the courthouse, present your weed, you get your stamp.
That dude was sitting there like, but little Charlie didn't come back. That's what I'm telling you.
Somebody probably tried to be slick, like, he got the weed, but I'm coming to get the stamp. And then they arrested the homeboy.
They had somebody looking out across the street, like, oh, that's what they doing?
He ain't coming back.
That's what's up, man. All right, man. Hey, man, shit, Rob, tell them where they can find you, man. I'm going to let you get up out of here, man.
Sure, Rob Hayes on social media, on most things, R-O-B-H-A-Z-E, on Twitter, Robert is the man. At Rob Hayes on Twitter, tell him to give me his handle.
Hey, man, because I was trying to tag you.
This has been this probably been like a 10-year battle. Trying to get this handle from this dude. Yeah.
I was trying to tag you because I'm looking at it. I'm like, this is not him.
Nope. It's a dude that tweets about his dog once a year. One tweet a year about his dog. Yeah.
Bruh, and every photo of you, his tag.
Yeah.
It's you, but it says his tag. You know, I'm like, it says it. I'm clicking it every photo. I'm clicking it. The tag.
One day I'm gonna ask him his price. One day I'm gonna get enough money to be like, all right, dude, how much you want? I just need my money to not be as known. I don't need to be, because once you big, then it's extortion to the max. But
gonna tax you for it.
It's a lot of famous people that don't got the handle they want. You know, it's a lot of people for real and you know, too funny and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not too mad at it.
At least you still.
It is what it is now. I've only had two handles in my. You know, I've been on Twitter 12 years. So
people, I gotta get my Twitter up, man. That's what I'm working on, man. That's my lowest one.
That's my favorite social media.
It's popping. It's the new Facebook. That's what it is. That's what I think.
But shout out to Facebook and all the Facebook users that came through today.
We appreciate y'all.
You know, the ones with names and the ones without names.
Jeremy, Facebook user 1, 2, 3, and 4. All right, man. We appreciate
Spaghetti Slim. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man. Whoever did that, man. I need a name, bro. We're gonna have to get you on here, man. I need to be able to retaliate. I need to know. Yeah. I'll just play, man. Hey, I appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Make sure you all like, share, subscribe to the Cloud Chronicles. Hit the bell. Get notifications for all the content I'm dropping. Tell your friends. Keep following. Keep liking. Appreciate everybody on Facebook. We over 38,000. Follow on Instagram at the Cloud Chronicles Podcast. Twitter at Jerry and Blaze, man. This is Rob Hayes right here, TV writer, actor, all around cool ass dude. You know what I'm saying? He'll be back on the show sometime. I'm your host, Jerry and Blaze, man. Mental health is real. Take care of this. It'll take care of you. And we up out of here. Peace.
Mr. Blaze. Man, that was fun.